Lisa Fisher, I'm coming to New York tonight because I can't miss you performing at the Beacon Theater tomorrow.
Daddy's coming to New York. Yay!
Lisa Fisher.
How are you? You sound beautiful.
Oh, you sound beautiful. Isn't she the sexiest?
I think we should just leave, Jay.
You can leave. I don't care.
Okay. We can go home. Yeah, see y'all tomorrow. Yeah,
you got it from here, Tom.
Yeah, lock up,
obviously.
Man. At the chairs, man.
And everybody knows who you are now because of that documentary that won a. You got an Oscar for that, right?
It did. It won an Oscar. We were just so excited.
20 Feet from Stardom.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I still can't believe it. I still pinch myself. I'm like, really?
And it just surprises me that, you know, most people don't know about How Can I Ease the Pain and all of the background work that you've done until this documentary came out.
It's been interesting. You know, I think just being a background singer and just being in that supportive role has been a beautiful thing for me. So, you know, people that sort of know me from 1991, it's just been a beautiful sort of rebirth. So it's been an interesting journey.
And why didn't you want to come from the background to the microphone and be headlining like you're, you know, being a solo artist? Why didn't you want that even after you got a Grammy?
You know, it was difficult. I think just having the one CD out and then working on the second one. You know how, like, people talk about the sophomore blues with the second records with artists? It's a bit of a transition, you know? And so it was, I was just having a really hard time figuring out what to do, and people didn't quite know what to do because one of the problems with being a background singer is that you tend to do a lot of stuff. So just the concept of not having that focus was a difficult one. But I think just age and just the beauty of time.
Or is it that you just like stealing the show?
Oh, get out of here.
I mean, everybody knows whenever you... The Luther concerts. Creep, 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 creep. She creeped.
Oh, I missed that.
Four times. Creep, 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 creep.
Oh, God.
Give it to me 20 times. Creep. And then whoever you're singing background has to acknowledge you, has to have you come up front and sing something, and then you steal the show. You actually steal the show.
Oh, God. You know, it's really more about the artist and what they allow to happen around them. They're just so giving. I've just been so lucky to be with artists who are just very secure and giving and just wonderful and just really want to give the audience a good show. That's all they care about.
You've worked,
you know,
with so many great people. As Tom said, of course, Luther Vandross, and there's Tina Turner and the Rolling Stones, and the list just goes on and on. If you could have your own backup crew, who would it be?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I would probably go to the people I've grown up with, you know what I mean? Just, you know, Tawatha Agee or Cindy Meisel or Brenda White King or, oh, Alfred
Okay, they're
going
to be calling you about that next
tour.
I know.
Do you want to know how big a fan I really am?
What?
After Luther died, his mother auctioned off a bunch of his personal stuff.
Oh,
and
God.
I bought one of the tour cases.
Did you really?
I did. I bought two, actually.
And what was in the case, though?
In the case were some wigs, some rollers, staple guns. There was $5 in an envelope.
Was that your
pay? That was mine.
That was your $5?
That's my $5.
And it's in my studio today, in my Red Velvet Cake studio. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't. It doesn't have a date on it. I don't know which tour this came off of, but I have it in my studio. I look at it every day.
Oh my God! You know, I may just have to visit that just for, you know.
And that's why he bought it, Lisa.
Because it had some of your stuff in it.
It might have some old lipstick in there too.
It does. It has. It has makeup. It does have.
And do you want to know one other connection, Lisa? Your record rep is our Lou Calhoun. Works with us now. And there are just so many connections back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lou does all of our talent booking.
And when I heard that you were you're opening for someone, I don't even know who it is, at the Beacon Theater tomorrow night.
Oh, it's It's Jamie Cullum. Jamie Cullum is he's a jazz artist. I think he's British. Yeah. But he's just got a lovely voice. He just plays and
so
sings so beautifully.
I'm coming to New York tonight so I can be there so I can be there tomorrow.
Are you coming to any other shows? Are you gonna like go online and just check out where I'm at and see for
he might.
I did.
That's
he
what
that's,
he does.
That's
best.
How I yeah. that's how I found you at the Beacon.
He might be
because
oh
someone
my God.
Yeah, you played Chicago or someplace
yeah.
like that last week, and I said, oh, she's touring. Where is she going to be next? And I looked at your schedule.
I know, Lisa. It's kind of like stalking. I know.
It is.
Look, don't,
borderline.
Don't let us. You
know, it's borderline.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with a little stalking. Some stalkers give us a bad name.
You know, they'll be there in Boston yeah. when you perform there and, you know, Kosciuszko,
because you don't go out. You don't go out often. So you got to catch yeah. Lisa Fisher when you can get Lisa Fisher. And if you don't know
oh.
nothing about Lisa Fisher, let me tell you, if you can.
Oh.
Yeah, she's the best.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And
I'll
if
play
anybody
Luther,
is curious,
I'll play some Luther next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love you, Lisa.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's have lunch.
Oh, please. I'm in.
All right.